USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The president has not yet commented on his son's federal gun charges. Hunter Biden has been charged for allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he bought a gun and was in possession of a gun while using drugs. President Biden has made two public speeches since the charges were announced, but has remained silent on the issue. Hunter Biden is being charged with violating a gun law that Senator Joe Biden championed in the 90s. Experts are outlining ways to prepare for severe weather and possible flooding as Hurricane Lee barrels north through the Atlantic Ocean.
Salvation Army Greater New York Emergency Services Director Zach Hodson says people should pack a bag for each family member, including their pets. One thing they'll want to make sure to take:
legal documentation around your homeownership or your lease, if you're a renter, or your home insurance or your renter's insurance, all of this information that might not be as easy to get to.
Those bags should also include the necessities like devices, food, hygiene products, and medication. Hodson suggests creating evacuation plans and sharing them with family members and friends in case they can't get in touch once the storm hits.
That's Natalie Migliori reporting. As the nationwide school bus driver shortage continues, 12 states have implemented the Under the Hood waiver pass in 2022 as a solution. Applicant candidates must pass an under-the-hood requirement to obtain their school bus commercial driver's license, or CDL, which under-the-hood waives in order to get more qualified drivers behind the wheel. Molly McGee Hewitt, head of the National Association for Pupil Transportation, says the school bus driver shortage is a nationwide issue which is affecting every state one way or another. She points to benefits, low pay, stress as some of the reasons behind the shortage. Elon Musk was recently asked if he thinks that AI will kill us all. His response?
I hope not.
This is USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best looking safety toe and slip resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Russia is expelling two American diplomats, accusing them of working with a Russian citizen charged with collaborating with a foreign state. Russia's foreign ministry said on Thursday it summoned U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy and told her that Jeffrey Sillin and David Bernstein must leave the country within 7 days. When planning a trip, two things matter: cost and duration. Bree Tennis has the details.
A new study by GoCity.com says Americans want to get out and travel, but we want to do it on the cheap. The average person spends $2,743 on a vacay budget, which means 58% will have to downsize a trip. While there's no set number of days to a vacation, a study by a university in Finland says 8 days is the sweet spot.
Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus will be in New York City to tour facilities being used to house asylum seekers.
New York Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Adriano Espaillat among those taking tours of places asylum seekers are being sheltered, and they're speaking with officials about how the city is handling new migrant arrivals. Meanwhile, sources tell NBC4 that they believe the Biden administration might have offered New York City more migrant relief money, but did not because of concerns with the city's right-to-shelter policy leading to more migrants crossing the border. The White House denies that.
That's the very latest from New York City, Scott Pringle reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.